Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
All right, let's talk Harleen Susana. I'm going to tag you in on this and let you carry this, but Davey addressed this. Susana in the minor leagues hurt. We've got an update. They're saying it's good news. I don't think the letters UCL and, you know, any flame-throwing pitcher being tied together can ever be considered that, but at least they're saying he'll avoid Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, so grade one UCL sprain is what Davies told us, and he called it best case scenario. They're going to shut him down for a couple of weeks and then see from there. So just looking it up, Cleveland Clinic, take it for what it's worth, online medicine, whatever, says that the three grades of the UCL sprain, grade one is stretched but not torn. Grade two would be stretched and partially torn. Grade three would be completely torn. So according to this definition, grade one would mean that it's stretched but there's not a tear. So I guess, in a sense, this is a good thing, and this is the best maybe of a bad scenario for this team. But anytime you see UCL sprain anything, UCL anything with a pitcher, you never feel good. So this is something where suddenly, you know, it looked like he struggled his last couple outings. So maybe that played into it a little bit. Maybe that was something that was a little red flag for them, walking more guys than he had, even though he has struggled with walks in the past. But discouraging, right? I mean, this is something where at least you're seeing Sakura get back out on the hill, but your two biggest pitching prospects are Sakura and Susana, and Sakura dealt with a hip injury in the offseason. Good to see him back out on the hill, but we still haven't seen him, you know, get back to full health yet, and now Susana might be on the shelf for a little bit. So I don't know what the prognosis is long term, but anytime you see UCL, especially a guy that throws over 100, it major red flag.
Yeah, you mentioned Sakura. We talked about his first outing where he punched out six while retiring six batters in two innings of one hit ball in the FCL. He pitched again in the Complex League going back just a couple of days ago to go into the weekend. Three innings, eight strikeouts, perfect. Nine up, nine down with eight Ks for him. So send him to an affiliate, please. Let's get it going for the best pitching prospect in the organization. And Cade Cavalli made a rehab start. He was back on the mound after. Now, I've seen a couple of different media folks, Spencer Newsbaum from the Post and Mark Zuckerman from Masson both used the words arm fatigue. Did they officially say Cade Cavalli was suffering from arm fatigue? Because they just kept saying fatigue as if he was tired, but they didn't use the word arm that I ever saw. Did someone confirm it was arm fatigue?
Yeah, I had never heard anything, so I'll have to double check with that. But no, I'd never heard the word arm fatigue or anything come out on that. So
Mark used
that's
it today.
Interesting.
I tweeted Spencer about it, but I'm assuming for them to say arm fatigue, they're not just assuming that, right, that they heard that. But that was the big question we kept asking is, what does that mean? He's fatigued. He's tired. Is he Anthony Richardson? Like, he's just asking out of a game. I assumed it was his arm, but they didn't want to use that word because they didn't want everyone thinking it was the end of the world and here we go again. And, you know, Cade Cavalli's never going to pitch in the big leagues or whatever. But anyway, he was back. He pitched. He didn't get out of the third inning. Supposedly he was healthy, but he just struggled. He walked three guys. He had wild pitches. He gave up a grand slam, five earned run outing. The grand slam was off of Nats great Dominic Smith, by the way, hit it off of him. but then he got pulled by LeCroy. So hopefully he was healthy. He had pitched well prior to that, kind of hit a bump in the road here, but it's not like it's a rush or a race to get back to the majors. Ideally get him back on the mound, have him have a side session at Nats Park and then pitch in Rochester again or whatever. And he could be back in the big leagues maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch there because, you know, just looking back through some of these tweets, trying to figure out, I guess they had said something about, I don't know. That'll be something to monitor with Cavalli. Again, maybe they deserve the benefit of the doubt more if it wasn't just so weird with him this whole time with Cavalli. So who knows? To me,
well, I'm also probably overthinking about it. But like, it's Cade Cavalli, man. Like, everything is now a mystery. It's the weirdest.
Everything's weird.
It's 3 years of this. Like, I'm sorry. My antenna is up at all times.
Yeah, I mean, until he steps back out on a big league mound for the Nationals, I won't believe really anything that's going on, right? Like, yeah. it's just craziness at this point.
I mean, as long as he's pitching, then you know he's healthy, right? But there was a point where he stopped pitching for fatigue, but they didn't use the word arm initially, so I don't know. But he did throw. Sakura's back, and then you got the Susana news that Toby just passed along.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 179 of Bustin' Loose Baseball. Next up for the Nationals, they're going to Atlanta to take on the Braves. Start times in that series against the Braves, 7:15 in game one on Monday night, 7:15 game two on Tuesday, and then 7:15 on game three Wednesday. The fourth and final game of the series is a 12:15 local time start matinee getaway day in Atlanta. And then it's on to Camden Yards for the Nationals. Toby, final thoughts.
Yeah, I think them moving off Lucas Sims, I think they're trying to stick to their message that we saw in spring training. And then they told us is that they're trying to win, but it's tough when they're currently 17-24 and there are some real struggles and real problems that don't look like they're going to get solved for the ball club. But regardless, there's still a lot of young talent on this team. You know, one point that you've brought up in the past is that you don't see a lot of current jerseys. And maybe this was just the case of a couple of days being at the ballpark over the weekend, but I'm starting to see more current jerseys, Grant. Maybe it's more so just because of the City Connects that they dropped this year, but seeing a lot of City Connects, seeing Gore, seeing Cruz, seeing Wood jerseys, seeing Abrams jerseys. So it's good to see a little more influx of the current guys. And I think people are really starting to like some of the young talent that this team has.
Yeah, that's huge. I was sitting in the ballpark today and there was a family in front of me had Abrams, Cruz, and Wood. You know, the mom, dad, and the kid. I thought it was really, really cool. So, yeah, that's very good to see. I'm glad you brought up Sims. I'll make him my final thought as well. There are outings that are just so unacceptable that as they're happening, you can kind of tell Mike Rizzo's like breaking things in the suite. And I in my mind, I thought, I actually texted, I think our group chat, I'm like, well, at least tonight's the end of the road for Lucas Sims. And sure enough, you know, it's not like I knew anything, but it was the same as the Poche outing where he got DFA'd. When you come in and now it's mop-up duty and there's just, here's your chance to get some work, man. Go out there and throw strikes. And you're walking the yard. Like, now I just can't throw you in games anymore. So thanks for your time. Exit stage left. And that's certainly what happened with both of those guys. All right. For Toby, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks to producer Darris, Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 179 in the books. Enjoy Nats Baseball.